Welcome back to another episode of Hype Life. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Oji Ma. Very similar to Takashi Murakami, she has influenced the hype world as we know. Let's get right into it. So if you do not know who Oji Ma is, she is in her 70s that immigrated here from America. So when she came here, I believe she immigrated to New York to start with. She found about the brand Supreme. And when she immigrated here, it was very, very early in the early days of Supreme, because this was in the 90s. So I definitely think this is really, really cool because like Takashi Murakami, she has the same influence all across the world. Our first topic we're going to be talking about is all of her stores. So currently she has 3 stores right now in New York. She has another one in New York, and then she has one in Hong Kong. So I think this is really, really cool. It's really nice. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, she started when basically Supreme first rose to fame, right? Or first started their business in 1994. And ever since then, she actually, it's pretty crazy, but how she gets all her stuff, she gets everything under retail because she has special clientele. And I'm not exactly sure how she gets it. I believe she said she does get it from Supreme, but she does not say how. but anyway, yeah, so let's go on it. So she has 3 stores. So the first store is in New York, obviously. And then, so the first store where she first started, I believe over 10 years ago, I think it's like 12 years now. And that store was the first store she ever opened up. And it was pretty crazy. So what first happened with her first store was she began, like, it was a small business. And then all of a sudden it took off. And I think it's mostly because, so a lot of things, I believe her store is in Chinatown, but a lot of, like, people think, like, those stores that, those small businesses that are selling hype is very, very easily to see how it, like a lot of people, I don't know how I'm trying to say this, a lot of people thought that she was selling fake items, and it's not because where the location is, it's just because a lot of small brands and any brands really that are located in Chinatown, there's a lot of fake stuff selling there. But it was really crazy. But when people came inside and saw what was going on, they knew the stuff was real. They were like, whoa, this is like legit. Because sometimes with fakes, it is really easy to see, you know, the real or fake. And definitely during the 90s and early 2000s, it was very, very vital that she started her business back then, because now fakes have gone to a next level. So people would easily go in and say, okay, that is for sure real. So that's what her first store came in. Now, her second store was for special clientele. So probably she doesn't go too much in deep depth with this, but the store is actually for, like, I believe it's for, like, VIP members. So for example, like, if you spend a lot at her first store, I believe her second store offers, like, more exclusive stuff that you won't find almost anywhere, which I really like. The second concept of the store is really, really nice. Number one, she has the regular store, but also it's kind of like a actual physical VIP. So if you know, like, for example, Louis Vuitton, they have VIP, but it's very secret. It's really weird because basically you spend enough. I don't know, Louis Vuitton VIP is really weird because some people are saying you have to spend like $10,000, but other people are saying that you just have to know a couple salesmen and saleswomen, and then you could get VIP. But with her, it's very, very laid out into a whole store, which I think is really cool. And then her next store, which is the second store, or technically the second public store that is in Hong Kong right now, which I think is really, really cool. And also, obviously, you can tell that, I mean, she's definitely making a lot of money to be opening up three different stores. So I think this is just really cool. And I really think it's really cool to see that she opened three stores up in the last decade. Let's go on to our next topic. Okay, so the next part of the story is how she found her way into the hype world. So I told, you know, how she found about Supreme and whatnot, but it actually took a bit I wouldn't say exactly courage, but just a lot of stuff went into how she found her way into the hype world. So it's really, really cool. But basically what happened was, you know, like I said, she came here, she found about Supreme. But that's not kind of the end of the story. So basically what happened after that was she kept finding out about these brands, right? And her favorite brand's obviously Supreme, but she also sells a lot more stuff, such as like Stone Island, I believe Kith and stuff like that. But it all started with Supreme. So back then, I mean, it was really crazy, but how she found it, because it was very, I mean, Supreme back then, it was very, very hard to find it. I mean, Supreme, a lot of people were not messing with Supreme, people were not wearing Supreme. It was really crazy. Like, for example, Yankees box logo, it was a Yankees and Supreme collaboration released in like 2013. Even in 2013, I mean, that t-shirt was like, that t-shirt is like $250. It's still expensive, but then look at it now. So it was $250 back then, but now it's selling for $600 to $700. So it's really cool that she found her way into actually finding what Supreme is, because a lot of, I mean, Supreme was not like crazy popular. It was not making a crazy ton of money. It was still at its kind of learning stage, and I feel like at that stage it's very hard for to get notability and for OG Ma to find it and say this is amazing, right? When everyone else doesn't say, you know, it's like the thing nowadays, right? It's really, really cool to see that. So that's just part of it. But then when she got in the hype world, a lot of it, like for example Supreme and a lot of streetwear companies are skater brands. So for example, Supreme is, Kith is, Kith is kind of skater, I guess you could say. Nike SB was, right? They're all, you know, skater brands. And a lot of skater brands were kind of like boy bands, right? Or boy brands. Sorry. So basically, her going into it, I mean, even at the time she was like in her 50s, and she's just breaking all the barriers. I mean, I believe before that, I mean, in, I believe like Takashi Murakami is like the second most known figure. I think he was in the 90s and early 2000s, he was creating. But definitely OG Ma definitely created a huge impact because it was really crazy. So I definitely believe if OG Ma was not around, I definitely think that like everyone would not be mostly men would wear Supreme, but also women and other people would wear Supreme, even though it was like a boy brand, right? So I think it's really, really cool how she did that. So again, she really, really likes Supreme. I think that's like definitely one of her most notable things. But it's also just like what it goes into it. So I definitely think like part of it is just it. I mean, obviously she loves Supreme just because, I mean, one, it's the culture, because a lot of people go into Supreme and they like it at first, but she took it like definitely to, you know, the next level. I think she really, really liked Supreme. I mean, to a whole nother level, farther than any anyone could. So I definitely think this is really cool. I definitely think she's like one of, I mean, like, I know a lot of people, let me start with saying this, I know a lot of people who do like Supreme, but I definitely think she's the one who's like, wow, this is like the best brand. And it's just, it's not only like the people behind it, but also she, I mean, it's the designs. Like a lot of the Supreme is bright colors. You see the red in it, the white, right? Even white in Supreme definitely brings out the red. And in Supreme. So I definitely think that's part of it. And it's really, really cool to see her in both ways. Just really, I mean, to be honest with you, she was probably one of the kind of like the, I mean, she basically paved the way for Supreme. And I just really, I really, really like how she did that with her love of Supreme. But yeah, so let's, I'm going to be coming back with a break. I mean, we're going into a break. And then I'll see you to the next part. See you after the break. Welcome back from the break. So now what we're going to be going on is two sections in this kind of overall section. So the first one is what she will not resell. So as I've been talking about, she does resell, and obviously she's making a lot of money. She's I think her business is like a multi-million-dollar so a lot of money going in it. But something that's very interesting that I like, you don't normally see and you don't normally hear, is that she will not resell some really, really high priced items. It's really, really cool. Let me go over it real quick. So the first item is like a Supreme box logo. So she does definitely has a huge collection. I mean, her collection goes beyond like the limits. I mean, you have your standard box logos, such as, for example, you know, like the different hoodies, right? So you have the bandana, you know, the simple ones, the ones that just came out. But she also does have really, really rare box logos. This one, which is really, really cool. She does sell this one, but there's another one that's even more coveted that I think. So she does sell this box logo, and it's $3,500. It's this t-shirt. But it's something that you'll never see. I mean, StockX doesn't carry it. I checked on Grailed. I think literally, I mean, it's impossible to even find a seller for it, right? And so going into that, she definitely has a lot of pieces. And I mean, think about that. This is in her regular store. Now think about her special clientele store, her VIP store. But again, she gets all these things from Supreme. I think it's just because Supreme's like, okay, you made me, now I'm gonna give back. But yeah, so let's go into it. So the first one she will never sell is her Supreme Louis Vuitton box logo hoodie. So this box logo hoodie is way too flashy for me. I love the t-shirt. I'm gonna get the t-shirt in the future, but the box logo hoodie is, I definitely can't wear it. So it has the LV monogram all over it in the Supreme colors, right? White and red. The red's the background. And then right in the middle has Supreme in it, right? So this box logo is very, very interesting. It costs a lot of money. So sometimes, I believe like its height, it was like 10 grand sometimes. It was crazy. But I think it's gone down to like the $4,000 or $5,000 area. And so this is something that she will not sell. And it's really, really crazy to see this, because normally you would want to make like, I mean, literally like $7,000, $6,000 off of this thing. And if you buy a couple more, that's even more, but she will not sell it. And I definitely think that just adds on to the thing. Just like, the reason why she loves Supreme so much is she, people love Supreme and they'll sell it, right? But she loves Supreme to the point where she, that $7,000 doesn't matter. Though that, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars that she could be, you know, making, does not matter, because she does not want to sell it. And to be honest with you, I would be somewhat at the point, I mean, if I needed the money, sure, but that's pretty crazy. And this is like just the item one. I mean, there's literally, I'm going to go over a couple more items. I believe there's two more items that she will not sell. But this one is just, I mean, this is nothing compared. But again, this is really, really crazy how she can do this. So, her second item, is the Supreme and Louis Vuitton collaboration. Again, the skate deck. This one is a very coveted piece for everyone. I feel like it blew up and then people stopped talking about it, which is, I mean, it happens, but this is still a really, really crazy piece. So, again, think about this. So Supreme Skate Deck, and a lot of things, I really liked how Louis Vuitton did this. They added a, they added a crate so you can put the skateboard in. LV all over. It looks pretty nice, but the price tag is $100,000. It's really crazy. But yes, she will never sell this item, and I think that's even cooler because, I mean, she won't sell something so expensive just for financial gain. I mean, this is something obviously that she's liked for a long time, and it's really cool that, I mean, she will never sell a $100,000 item. But yeah, there's one more point I do want to make. So here, let me talk about it real quick. So basically, it's really, really crazy, and I congrats to her because this is like something that I probably couldn't do. So basically, people would actually go up to her and say, I need that. Can I please buy that? And she'd say, nope, not for sale. And it's really cool to see that like in person, because a lot of times when that happens, normally you'll never see an item in a store that's not for sale, right? She'll be wearing the box logo a lot, right? And she'll have the skateboard deck in the back. People will see her like, hey, can I buy that? Nope. So I mean, she could easily make $100,000, but she doesn't, because she loves Supreme, and I mean, there's a lot of items that she won't resell. Let me go on to the couple of next items. So there's a couple of Supreme, like accessories she won't sell. I'm pretty sure she won't sell these. So basically, there's some really rare accessories like this $300 glove, some just like lower stuff, and also like this Supreme candle, so Supreme baseball glove, and then a few other accessories that she won't sell, to the same reason. She likes it too much. She does not want the money. I'm saying, like, she could sell all her stuff that she doesn't want to sell right now and make, I mean, easily $1 million, but she doesn't do that because she loves Supreme, and I think that's really cool that she just keeps that as the same, you know? She never sells stuff. She never sells stuff that she wants to keep. But yeah, let's go on to her next section. So the last thing I want to talk about before the break is our second section, which is obviously she's popular, but there's a lot of crazy celebrities, not crazy, I guess you could say, but a lot of popular celebrities that have gone to the store, and that includes, I mean, anywhere from Juice WRLD to Kylie Jenner, just a lot of people, I mean, that have gone to her store, and she talks about it. So I watched this one video where she talks about, like the celebrities she's been with, and it's really, really cool. So the first video, kind of what got me into this, was the Great Big Story, which is really, really cool stories by her. So, or by them, with, you know, people in it that have crazy stories. But this is really, really cool because, one, I mean, she has a connection with like a lot of these celebrities, and she remembers every single one. It's really crazy how much, and it's really crazy because, I mean, even more for the love. I mean, not necessarily Supreme, but her store. But she, I mean, if you name a celebrity that's gone there, she can say, oh, I know he or she has been there. And she actually remembers every single thing they bought from her store when they went there. Either when it's one time or it's two times, she just remembers literally everything. But also another thing that she does, which I think is really, really cool, is when a celebrity comes in, she has these $100 bills, and then the celebrity signs them, and she puts it on she basically frames them, which I think is really, really cool. Mostly because, I mean, you've never seen this before. I've been in a restaurant where, I mean, the whole restaurant was filled with dollar bills. But I think this is a really, really cool thing. Not only saying, like, for example, Juice WRLD, who he's really famous artist. I think he has 30 million monthly listeners on Spotify alone. So, for example, it was really cool for him to sign like a $100 bill because he's sadly passed now. So it's really cool just see how many celebrities have gone and, you know, how many have left their mark, right? So but to add on to that, like, it's really, really cool that, I mean, she's blown up in such a short time. I mean, yeah, you could say, okay, 10 years. But even, like, the 7-year mark, she had done so, so much for everything. So that's just one thing that I kind of admire in her that I think is really, really cool. So actually, we're going to be going into a break, and I'll see you back with a next section. Welcome back from the break. So now we're going to be talking about kind of the other side. So we were focusing on more of how she found her like way into the hype world, her love for Supreme, and just like all about her store. But let's like look at kind of like the behind the scenes. So she is very, she has a lot of similarities with Takashi Murakami. And if you don't know who Takashi Murakami, I'll give you a bit of a summary. So Takashi Murakami is a very, very well-known character in everything. I mean, he designed Kanye West's, I believe, 4th or 3rd album. He did a lot of stuff with some other celebrities. But he's really known for his bright colors and one of his signature things. And if you want to know more about it, I do have an episode about it that I made in the past. But just a bit more, he's also very signature with his Takashi Murakami flower, which is a big print. So that's just kind of a little bit about him. You know, he's created many different album covers for different artists, but he's also created a brand, right? I mean, he's done collaborations. He's kind of done the whole thing, which I think is really, really cool. But I think there's so many similarities between Ojima and Takashi Murakami, just because it's really cool. Because I believe, I'm not exactly sure how old Takashi Murakami is, but basically, I mean, like, it's really, really cool to see, you know, like, older people, I mean, especially Takashi Murakami and, of course, Ojima really get into this hype world, but not just into it, but also just make a really, really nice, you know, just, like, implant into the, you know, like, they're not just, like, there and they're just, like, saying, okay, I like it, but they're, like, really going out and beyond, so... right now, Takashi Murakami is almost 60 years old, and, I mean, he has a really, really good net worth here. Let me look it up real quick. Yeah, so his net worth is $100 million, and I know that's, I mean, basically kind of tiny if you compare it to Ojima's, but again, I mean, Ojima's is millions in the record, so... Takashi Murakami has been doing a lot, you know, and I definitely think the same with Ojima. It's like, for example, like one of the similarities I have reached is how Ojima and Takashi Murakami has literally, like, I mean, it's one thing if you own a shop, right, and it gets popularity, but it's the next thing when you go to the next level. For example, Takashi Murakami had a lot of influences with celebrities, so as Ojima, a lot of really big celebrities, not, you know, like celebrities that many people don't hear about, but a lot of celebrities that are very, very popular, I think is really cool. But also... another one is also the wealth, right? And normally hype shots do really well, but they haven't done as well as like Takashi Murakami or even Ojima. And it's really, really cool to see someone even with an old age, make a ton of money from this business. Even though, you know, like for example, like normal people that are in hype world are probably in their, you know, 18 through 30, right? But just really cool to see people outside of the age range, right? And just kind of break those boundaries. I really think that's really cool. But another thing is, I mean, one thing is obviously, you know, like, I mean, Tekashi Miura's Kami has been collabing with Drake, Kanye West, what is it called? Oh, yeah, and, like, different, like, Japanese cartoons. I don't know. He recently collaborated with this Japanese, I believe. I'm not exactly sure, but I believe it's a cartoon. And just many different, like, influencers and stuff. It's really, really cool. But, in like I said, OG Ma has also done that. But another thing is kind of, like, what, like, they have behind. For example, like, normal people that end up high piece, right? I mean, they have pretty expensive idols, couple thousand bucks, right? But, like, for example, Tekashi Murakami kind of really goes out. I mean, he has, I believe, his house. He has this whole room just full of the Tekashi Murakami flower, and then OG Ma, I mean, she has a literally a collection of millions she won't sell, right? Stuff just to the next level, that really, really makes the difference, and I definitely think that's really, really cool. But it's really cool because, I mean, adding on to that, they just keep going and going. I mean, it's like, you think they've broken the limit, right? And then they keep going, right? I mean, if you think about it, like, Tekashi Murakami back in, you know, 09 was collaboration with, you know, did a collaboration with Louis Vuitton. People probably thought that it only lasted a year. And then look at that. It lasted 10 years, a whole decade in the business. And if you look at OG Ma, I mean, you think, okay, she might make a quick few bucks. Nope. I mean, she went from, I mean, millions. And even upon that, I mean, her business is worth upwards of 10 million now. So just she keeps breaking, and they're both of them are keep breaking boundaries with everything, which I think is really cool. And another thing right before we go on to our last break, I really want to talk about getting more depth with the Axis of Supreme. She does have really, really, in like, just like, I mean, beyond the levels of Axis to Supreme. Now, if you do not know, it is very, very, very hard to get access to Supreme. One thing is because, I mean, even more than now, it was probably easier back then, but even then, I mean, any brand getting exclusive access is really, really hard. So, I know that, like, for example, some people get exclusive access from some people, like, if you go on StockX, people have plugs, and you can basically just get the shoe, like, upwards of 6 months early, but she gets it from the brand herself. Like I said on the other point, you know, like, she literally, I mean, keeps breaking these boundaries. I mean, getting exclusive access from Supreme is really crazy. But I think it definitely helps that she was definitely, I mean, in her name, OG Ma, I mean, she was literally an original of, you know, Supreme. And of course, I mean, she started collecting when the brand pretty much came out, like only two years after the brand started coming out. And I think from there, she just kind of, it was kind of, I could be totally wrong, but she does not go into kind of detail, I guess you could say, about the exclusive access with Supreme. And it could just be because, you know, she was really helping out the brand. She was collecting a lot. And so maybe back then Supreme was, you know, giving out, you know, cards saying, you know, you have exclusive access. Or maybe it was just due to, you know, her influence in Supreme kind of making it a really well-known brand. I think she definitely, definitely did that, for the brand itself. But also her boosting her, kind of, shop and herself. Anyway, that's kind of confusing. It's just like another thing. Well, the exclusive access to Supreme is, of course, it is rare toward no possibility for you to get access to Supreme now, just because of how big the brand is. I believe the last time I searched up, Supreme was worth what do you call it? $1 billion. And so let me look it up again. Yeah, so it's, okay, so they were $1 billion, but then now, I mean, they were bought out, but now it's worth, or let me rephrase it. So basically, So they were worth $1 billion, and then 2017 they were, you know, private, right? And then VF Corp Corporation bought it for 2.1 million. So they were, I mean, they were worth $2.1 billion, and it's really crazy because, I mean, it went from 0 to 2 billion really quick, and that's like partial. So if you want to get special access to Supreme, you can't because, I mean, there's no need to, right? I mean, they went from, you know, a couple $100 million, which is crazy, and then to $2.1 billion in what, like 20 years, right? And basically, like, that's, I mean, that's like really good business. I mean, most businesses, if not none businesses, get even up to $1 million, and getting that high is really crazy. So I definitely think, she definitely was, you know, she was at, you know, she, OG Ma was at the, right place at the right time, right? And she just happens to go to New York, right? And I know a lot of people, from that are immigrating here, do go to California. And so, and obviously back then in 1994, there was no Supreme shot. So if people were gonna, if she did immigrate to California, there would be no Supreme, no OG Ma, right? But she just, you know, she went to New York, and she just happened to see Supreme, and she thought, okay, that just kind of clicked in her brain, right? So I mean, she just grabbed it at the right time, just, you know, about, I mean, she, I mean, 2 years after the brand released, really hard to even find out about what Supreme is, right? And so to find it, I think it's really cool that she just got in the nick of time special access. But yeah, let's move to our last break and then our last couple points. Welcome back from our final break, and we're gonna be leaving it off with the items in her shop. So we talked about you know, like her backstory. So since of that, we're not creating a second episode. This is kind of just exception, right? Just because, you know, she's a store owner, not like a, you know, Takashi Murakami or Virgil, right? So we're gonna be talking about her, what she talks about in her store, right? But also what stuff, like what different stuff she sells, and it's actually really cool. So let's start off with some of the stuff. So obviously her favorite Supreme, her favorite brand is Supreme. She does have a lot of Supreme. Now, I really like going to stores because then you have like different like box, like stickers and all this like different stuff that you can't sell on StockX. But yeah, just like stuff like that, which is really cool. So she has a lot. She has 2 pages full of Supreme stickers, which I think is really cool. But she has some rare ones like Neil Young sticker with a box logo t-shirt, or Nas sticker, and they don't go for too much, but it's a tiny sticker for like $20, which is especially pretty expensive. But again, it is Supreme and it's very rare. Now, she talks about how like she really likes a lot of the Supreme box logos. So for example, she really likes the Louis Vuitton Supreme collaboration. That's what she was talking about the most, is Supreme and Louis Vuitton. She loves it. And that's just really quick side note, but she does like box logos. So let's go on to her box logo. So she kind of has a pretty good like whereabout of like the box logos. And so yeah, let's go over it. So first, she does have like the CDG split box logo, which I think is really cool. She also has the new Cause Chalk box logo, which I'm not exactly like excited for that one, not as much. But she also has like the cross box logo, which is pretty cool. Another CDG, and she has a lot of cross box logos. She also has really rare ones like the Rarebic, which doesn't go for that much on her website. But she has like the light blue on brown, which I'm not big fan of that. But the one I really like is the 2013 red on gray, which sadly it's sold out. And a lot of her items are sold out because it's very, very rare. But also she has like the box of a crew neck. She has like the holo. I think it's just kind of like a. It's kind of like a yellow box logo. She has a lot of box logos, and I think it's really cool because she has stuff that, like StockX will not sell just because. What am I trying to say? Basically, she has stuff that StockX cannot offer, and a lot of places cannot offer. Like, for example, one crazy one, which StockX does offer this one, but still really crazy, which is the Swarovski box logo. And basically, that's just, like, crystals. There's crystals, since it's Swarovski is a crystal brand. That's what it is. So I think that's also a really... really, really cool thing. So yeah, let's go on to the next item. So actually, real quick, before we go on to the next item, I do want to go over like the Swarovski. So they made different Swarovskis, like they did the red on gray, the black, and I think my favorite is the black. I definitely think it is the coolest, and I really, really like the crystals in there. So I think if I'm going to be getting a Swarovski, it's definitely going to be a hoodie. Now, they're very expensive. Like, this one's $1,500 just because of the crystals, right? And I think it's just really, really cool to see that. She also has the rare. This one's $1,000 just because it's really, really rare, which is the purple and red box. So it's very, very rare. And even though it's 3 years old, again, it does rack up in price each year. She also has some North Face. But probably one of my favorite is the... the box logos that are like the crew neck. So yes, the red and red, blue and blue, green and green, so out, which I think is really cool. So that's basically it. She has 5 whole pages of print, which is really, like, a lot. But she also has like brands like Palace, which I think is really, really cool. Bape. She does have a bit of Bape that's going on. She does have, like, for example, she has like masks. The masks are like 80 bucks. So, okay, this one sold out, but sadly it sold out, but it was $0 for some reason. Huh. I guess she did like a drop. So that's kind of cool. But she definitely has a lot of, Bape. I'm not as big a fan of Bape, but it's still pretty cool. She only has 3 shoes on her site. And again, it's mostly, streetwear, not like shoes, but she does have the Sussy and Nike collaboration with the Air Force One, Sand, a Yeezy Boost, and then the 350 Wave Runner, which is like the signature thing of Yeezy. She definitely has a lot of stuff, and so that's one. She also has Antisocial Social Club, collectibles. She has Tekashi Murakami stuff. she has like 3 items on her store right now. She also has Cause, like the Cause characters. She's sold out on most of it. But all of them are pretty fair priced, I definitely would say, about StockX prices. Cause does go for a lot. Like, if there's 2 figures in it, sometimes they're like $1,000, right? And the main thing is because they're in vinyl, and it's not plastic, it's vinyl. If you don't know, vinyl is very, very expensive. Like, for example, even, like, the pop characters, those little pop characters are, like, really expensive. They're, like, 10, 20 bucks, right? And you put in an expressive, like, the cost character is, like, a whole foot, right? It's a foot character, so it's just way more vinyl, and vinyl is definitely a bit more expensive. So they do have, like, plush animals that are cause that do go for less just because it doesn't have the expensive vinyl in it and stuff. But she also does have luxury. She doesn't have a lot of it, but she did sell out on the clouds, the Louis Vuitton key ball, the clouds, but she does have some of the newer stuff, the SS21. She just got those, and it looks like a lot of those really, really new stuff. And she also has like the Tapestry, which I think the Tapestry is actually pretty cool. I don't know if I would buy it, But it is definitely very, very unique. And I was hoping a bit more of the collection, but it's all right. So that's pretty much it. She does definitely has a lot. And she also, real quick thing, is pre-orders. So, for example, fall 2020, there's none because that's all. But she does have pre-orders. And yeah, so she also has mixed mystery boxes. It looks like she calls it blind box. I believe it's the same thing. So I think that's really, really cool. So that kind of wraps up this episode. So if you do like this, if you're watching this on Apple or any program that does I'll just call it program that does have the comments feature, right? You can rate the podcast. It would do a lot for me. Now, if you don't want to, it's all right. But definitely review. Just give me some pointers on what to do, because I am very, very open to them. And yeah, that basically wraps it up. Again, we are posting on. I'm trying to post on Sundays. I'm sorry, I was a day late this time. But expect another episode next week on Sunday. All right. Thank you for watching Hype Life, and I'll see you in the next episode.